This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Business, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
18:33 on Power Business. We continue to the day's wrap of all things markets, business and economics. In our next conversation, we do some results and we are speaking to Remgro. Now, this is a company that's hiked its interim dividend 60% as it really navigated its way through global instability, South Africa's power crisis, as well as a slow progress in local structural reforms. Joining us to have this conversation on how the company has fared is Neville Williams, who's the CFO at the company. Neville, good evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Lovdando.
All right, Neville, let's talk about this set of numbers. Maybe you can give us a snapshot of the salient features and how your investors have received the numbers.
Yeah, if you look at the 6 months to December 22, our headline earnings per share has increased by 5.7%. But that results are not really directly comparable with the previous period because of various corporate actions that also were implemented during this period and the previous period. And I can quickly mention them.
Absolutely.
It's the disposal of Grindrod Shipping, the unbundling of Grindrod Limited to the Remgro shareholders, and Remgro also facilitated the RMI assurance restructuring, where they unbundled their interest in Discovery and Momentum Metropolitan, as well as sold their stake in UK insurer Hastings. If you exclude the impact of these transactions, the rest of the portfolio actually has done very good and were very resilient. And that increase of the rest of the portfolio is approximately 30% period to period. We also increased our dividend, interim dividend, from 50 cents to 80 cents, and that's a 60% increase, just showing the increased dividend distribution and cash generation from our portfolio companies to Remgro. So we are very satisfied with the positive earnings and cash flow momentum, despite a challenging operating environment.
I must ask you, Neville, how you're holding Distell in the set of numbers. And also, as this deal has gone through, your sentiments, Remgro is still quite involved in the new way in which Distell will show up for trade. But let's talk about how that is all reflective also in this set of numbers.
So the transaction has not yet been concluded. Mm-hmm. The Competition Tribunal approval is imminent. And so the Competition Tribunal has already approved the transaction. The shareholders now have to make the elections whether they want cash or shares in Newco and Capevin, and that transaction will be implemented early in April. Okay. And from there on, the company will be split into the Newco Heineken combined company, as well as then the Capevin, where they hold the spirits and the other wine brands. So this transaction will have an impact on Remgro's final results for the year June 2023, as well as for future results.
Now, Remgro has actually a very strong portfolio of assets. Neville, talk to us about some of the green shoots there, those assets that are performing really well within the portfolio and the ones that are really lagging, especially under the tough economic conditions that we're all trading under.
So if you look at the major contributors to the increase in headline earnings, it's actually the insurance, the insurance business. They increased their earnings by 45.5%. During the 6 months period. The other major contributor is CIVH, that house the Vumatel and dark fiber infrastructure, telecom infrastructure business. And because of the expanded fiber footprint over the last two years, they've invested heavily into the footprint. Their performance actually has increased substantially, from a loss in the previous period to a profit in this period. So we expect further growth in the fiber business going forward as they expand their footprint into lower LSM areas also. And also because of the increase in the interest rates, our cash at the center has generated significant increases in interest received for at the center. So that's more or less the main contributors to the increase in headline earnings.
I'm also very keen to find out, Neville, if, you know, as management of Remgro, you're at all concerned about the discount that the share trades at, just considering that the NAV is much higher. You know, is this something that you you and your colleagues discuss, or is this something that is, you know, how investment holdings are normally held on the JSE in the normal course of business?
So we discuss the discount, and I think the 45% currently is the widest that it has ever been over the last decades. But we, as a management, focus on the factors that we can control and influence by assisting our underlying investing companies in their growth strategies. Getting that earnings momentum through from the underlying investing companies to the group, increasing the cash flow generation at the underlying investing companies, thereby increasing the Remgro dividend to the shareholders, and hopefully and also increasing our INAV, the valuation of our portfolio, and hopefully the market then will understand the value of the Remgro portfolio and the earnings and cash flow generation momentum that this portfolio is actually delivering at the moment in this tough economic environment.
Actually, in the newsroom, this was discussed earlier, you know, why Remgro went with a better dividend as opposed to a buyback in this, you know, efforts to maximize value for shareholders. Can you talk us through that rationale?
The increase in the dividend is actually from a low base. You can remember during the COVID period, most of our listed investment companies actually suspended the dividends in order to strengthen their balance sheet for the uncertain future post-COVID. And then they gradually improved their cash flow generation, their dividends to the center. So this 80 cents, we're not yet at pre-COVID levels regarding the dividend payment, and the portfolio is also not at optimum levels regarding cash flow generation because we haven't received any dividends from Distell because of the transaction. Discovery actually suspended their dividends, the same with RCL in order to protect their balance sheet. So we expect the dividends to grow in future. And if we have surplus cash, we will consider buying back shares in future.
All right, Neville, and before I let you go, let's maybe also touch on the Mediclinic MSC transaction, what you can share with us at this point. How far is that transaction? Also asking because, you know, that Distell and Heineken deal for many analysts just took very long. So wondering, you know, if we know when this Mediclinic and MSC deal will be concluded.
Yeah, the regulatory approval process is sometimes very frustrating. We believe Competition Tribunal approval is imminent. And as soon as we get Competition Tribunal approval, the only regulatory approval outstanding is a National Treasury for Remgro to invest just over 4 billion rand additional into Mediclinic. And as soon as we receive that approval, and the expectation is that we will receive that by the end of the month or early April, and that transaction then can also be implemented and to take Mediclinic private.
You know, I must ask you, Neville, I don't know if it was the last question, but, you know, with this this deal coming through with Mediclinic, I'm very keen to find out, of course, you can't tell us all the trade secrets, but what's the plan here? You know, it this is already a quite a strong asset. It's global, but you are, you know, investing in it. And I assume that there's great plans to create more shareholder value and value for all stakeholders with this deal. What can you tell us about, you know, Remgro's prospects for this deal?
I mean, the strategic view, if you look at our partner, the future partner in Mediclinic, MSC, mm-hmm. Mediterranean Shipping Company, it's a global shipping company. They want to diversify their investments. They also have a long-term strategic view. Mm. And we believe with the two shareholders, we will be able to fund the expansion strategy of Mediclinic, as well as it gives Mediclinic and the management more flexibility to implement their strategic growth expansion plans, mm. Especially in the Middle East. So I think with only two shareholders, we cut out the noise of the investment market for management, and management then can focus 100% on growing the business in the three divisions, South Africa, Switzerland, and the UAE.
Well, Neville, thank you so much, I think, for leading us into your confidence in that regard. And just with regards to the picture at Remgro right now, wishing you the best as you conclude your financial year. That's Neville Williams, CFO at Remgro. The time right now is just before 18:45. Refilwe Matsela is on standby with Power Traffic.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.